Kaka'aka Rising, it is move-in day for many families fortunate enough to qualify to buy a unit in the newest Kaka'ako high-rise. Ke Kilohana is the reserve housing that developer the Howard Hughes Corporation built to satisfy state requirements for its luxury developments. Tada Po, Vice President of Community Development, sat down with us after yesterday's blessing of the project.
While it's always exciting to open up a new building, Ke Kilohana is special. I mean, it's our reserve housing building, and to see the families, the locals who are first-time homeowners, right? You couldn't own property to be eligible to buy here. So these are their first homes. So whether it's moving back from the mainland, moving out of mom and dad's house, out of a rental and into ownership, those stories are just, they're endless. As we talk about Ward Village and Kaka'ako being a new urban community, we're having these true families, these young couples, these ones with little kids starting their lives and starting their stories in an urban setting that really didn't exist in Hawaii before.
And I remember going to the news conference that Howard Hughes had when they announced the plans for that area and all and the various high-rises and what was in the hopper and what was going to come up first.
Right. And that's, you know, Ke Kilohana is our fourth tower that we opened. And we have Ali is currently under construction. We'll break ground on Ko'ula probably later this summer. So all that will continue, but it's also fluid. So over the past probably year and a half, sort of re-looked at our master plan and sort of looking at, okay, what got done right? What wasn't? You know, Simon Tracy, our new president, has said, it's sort of like the iPhone. It's really good. We love it, but there's always something better that you can do. And so we need to make sure we're looking at that. So we're actually going through a process right now, and we'll have something up on the web so everyone can participate in it. Where we're looking for public input. We're sort of saying, hey, we all see what Ward Village has become today. But as we think about the future, what more do you want to see with it? And so it's fun to get that public input back in because that's a part of what we put into our planning for the future.
Now, you folks have certainly done a lot over on the end on Ward Avenue. You've taken down Ward Warehouse. The views are taking shape in that area.
Right. And, you know, I said we all grew up loving Ward Warehouse. But as it got taken down, the viewplanes that opened up to the ocean, we sort of forgot about. You know, you knew that you had some of them from high-rise buildings throughout Makiki and Kaka'ako. But at the ground level now, you can see out to the ocean. You know, the other part of that was opening up Victoria Ward Park in December. And just last night, we did outdoor cinema at the park. So we had almost 700 people in lawn chairs and just on blankets on the grass. To be able to sit at the park right on Oahu Street and look out and see the harbor, see the ocean, that feel of the community while you're in the middle of an urban setting, sort of that openness and peacefulness of live grass under you is an exciting part of the community.
Well, I recall over the holidays you brought out the light show, and I was amazed at the crowds that came for that. I'm just truly amazed.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that we wanted to kick off the park with something exciting. And so finding that what was really a technological art piece was something exciting. So, you know, we've been involved with the biennial. We make sure that arts and culture is a part of the development of the community. So to be able to open the park with that light show proved itself, right? I mean, the photos and the Instagrams and everything else that went along with that really showed how exciting that was. And we'll keep looking at how do you integrate arts, culture, the Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian arts, the history of the land into the development and activities that we do at Ward Village. Because that grounding from the past is really an important part of our future.
So what's next? I mean, I know you folks have, I think, another application in for that second high-rise over on that end?
Yeah, so right now we started construction on Ali'i, which is right sort of next to Whole Foods and Aio up on Queen Street. So we started that last October. Ko'ula is right next to the theater, between the theater and the park, and we'll break ground on that later this summer. Then our next step is we're really planning the rest of the area around the park. You know, so when we started talking about Victoria Ward Park, we really express the importance of it connecting with the development around it. And so we want to make sure that we're really focused on that and how are the commercial spaces, the food and beverage, the stores going to connect to the park so that you have a true park experience. When you're in the park, we don't want you facing a garage, right, or just a wall. We want to make sure that that integration is happening. So that's really what we're working on this year. And then, you know, the other one that we talked about last year that we're looking at now is that elevated walkway across Ala Moana Boulevard. And so with some of the traffic incidents that have happened, we also heard from legislators as well that they want to look at how do we work with the State Department of Transportation to create a safe way for people to get across Ala Moana Boulevard and not have to be in the traffic quite as often.
So where would that be positioned?
So as we see it, it's connecting the park space across and try to land it within Kiwala Harbor, maybe closer to Ala Moana Beach Park. You know, ultimately, again, in this master plan, you got to think long term. When the rail station comes, which will be sitting at the top of the park, being able to come off the rail station and connect down through a park into an elevated walkway pedestrian experience into Ala Moana Beach Park, that's really a great long-term future piece that you could see.
Is it sort of kind of going to be like the High Line in New York?
Yeah, I mean, the High Line in New York is obviously one of the models that we've looked at, and that, you know, it's not just going to be a basic concrete structure. We really want to make sure there's a pedestrian experience, benches, landscaping. You know, you're going to have some really, again, neat views of the harbor and out through the ocean through there. So making sure there's a chance for people to just relax, get out of the street level and enjoy an experience that takes you down to the beach park.
And then how has Howard Hughes dealt with the homeless problems?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I mean, one is within Ward Village, we have a security team that's there 24/7, and that really has provided the safety and ensuring that there weren't any dangerous situations that have gotten created. And that's also prevented individuals from setting up their camps within some of our open space areas. You know, I think they're always looking for the place where they're not going to be harassed to set something up. So the fact that we have a security around has really helped that situation. But in the bigger picture, it's really looking at how do we play a part as a company and as a developer into the homeless issue. And so working with groups like Homemade Hawaii, which does a number of homeless projects, watching what has been happening just from other plans and ideas, like Dwayne Carrizo's project down at Kiehi. Simon and I just went down and toured that about a month ago as they moved into their second phase. So finding how can we participate there? You know, it's really, I think as you talk through the issue more and more, it's making sure that there are places for those that need them. And the next step then will be to how to make sure those that need them actually get there, because that's part of some of the tougher part. But playing sort of a role on both sides of that to try to help the overall situation.
Well, you're a former councilman, so, you know, you've heard about not just the homelessness, but the housing crisis. And, you know, one criticism with Howard Hughes and from Kaka'ako is that a lot of those high-rises are luxury high-rises, and there's not a lot of inventory for just the average folks who, you know, can afford a home for their family.
Well, again, Keikilohana that we're opening up today is a huge example. 375 reserve homes, of which started from $325,000 approximately for a one-bedroom, and I think the top of the three bedrooms was about $560,000. And so we're playing a part in providing that spectrum of homes. The reality is you got to be able to have the money and have the wherewithal to then build a project like that. And that's where our other market projects enable us to build those. But 375 homes at Keikilohana, we have an under 150 at Ali'i that's currently under construction. So adding 525 affordable homes into our 60 acres is our start. There'll be more, but it's part of, you can't just build affordable housing and not have, you know, the money to do that otherwise. I think those models to build affordable housing are coming along. I mean, you know, you've seen others who are experts in being able to put together the government financing, the Stanford Cars.
Right, Stanford
Christine
Cars.
Camps. I mean, they're fantastic. That's another model to be able to, if you can get the land and then use, whether it's from HHFDC or federal funds and federal tax credits to build affordable housing, that's another way that we're all bringing affordable housing together. But as we're seeing with our projects, it's making it a part of the market homes that are also coming, allows, again, 525 affordable homes to be coming up now.
Well, I know Kamehameha also has property down in that area near Mother Waldron. Stanford is opening up his project as well, the rentals there. So can you tell us anything about the next high-rises that Howard Hughes might be building? I mean, will they be not high-end luxury?
Well, as we always said, you know, our goal for Ward Village is that it has a spectrum of homes for everyone. And so we'll continue to build market units, but we'll also continue to build affordable units. As we get into our plans of sort of that the next phase of development, it will continue to include that spectrum. And one of the things we're looking at as we open up Keikilohana is whether to concentrate the reserve homes into one tower or spread them out amongst the various market towers. And there's pros and cons. A lot of it just goes back to affordability. While you can make the sales price affordable, you also need to make sure that the monthly maintenance fee costs are affordable. And that's one of the benefits of Keikilohana, having all 375 of those affordable units together, because you're able to keep the maintenance fees at a reasonable cost. So as we continue to build more affordable housing, we're making sure that not only the sales price, but also the maintenance fees, which is obviously long-term for those owners, are affordable for them.
So how soon will we see you back before the HCDA, the Hawaii Community Development Authority?
Probably by the end of the summer, we'll be in with the next project. And it'll be a market project, but obviously it will require us to have that discussion with HCDA about how will we be fulfilling the affordable housing side of that. Working with HCDA and their board has been really good. It's a process where we get to have that discussion with volunteer community members that's who the HCDA board is. And so it's more good input for us in making sure that we're looking at how to properly do affordable housing. So, for example, when we did the 150 units at Ali'i, one of the things that the board suggested to us was decouple the parking, meaning allow a buyer to come in and buy an affordable home without also having to pay for the parking stall. So we actually did that. As we went through those sales of 150, people had the option to buy a parking space or not with their home. What's interesting is just, again, it's life reality for us. Every one of them, even though they're income qualified and maybe income constrained, they all purchased their parking space. So they all said, I still need my car. I think, maybe as we go into the future and more use of ride sharing and when driverless cars come along, we may see a shift in that. But for now, we're seeing everyone still need that parking space. But it adds costs to buying a home. And so if you can find some mobility alternatives, perhaps it's another way to bring prices down.
All right. Well, we'll see you at the HCDA in the summer.
We will. And again, it's always fun to get out and talk about these, because talking about them leads us to getting input. And that's, getting that input. I keep saying we need to make sure we're changing Kakaako correctly. And so making sure we have that input is really important to us.
Okay. Well, Tata Po, thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Aloha.
Our guest was Tata Po, Senior Vice President of Community Development for the Howard Hughes Corporation.